There is a political tension in the country, and it will disrupt the smooth running of the country and smooth running of the election calendar. The president is managing, is making pronouncements and decrees. Just yesterday, he banned political rallies, and yet himself has been campaigning for the last 1.5 years under COVID conditions. Now, when it's critical, and the opposition has not been campaigning for the last 1.5 years, and only 2 months to go to the general election, he puts a brake and decides COVID as the reason. And as such, he has created unnecessary tension because people want to campaign and people want to hear alternative message from the opposition, because definitely the conditions are ripe for this government to be retired in the national interest.
Brebner, the concern is that the ban of public rallies is to prevent the spread of coronavirus across the country. And I understand political party groups have accepted this to campaign electronically ahead of the elections. Why are people displeased with this measure that the Electoral Commission put out, and by extension, the president making such similar statement?
The pandemic is real, and we have had it for the last 1.5 years. And the PF and President Edgar Lungu have been campaigning for the last 1.5 years. And they have put a stop to the opposing views, which is the opposition and civil society, to go out. And the meetings that the opposition has been holding indoors, police have been moving in to disrupt them and detaining people en masse. As I talk to you, throughout the country, people are languishing in cells with charges like holding illegal meetings under the Public Order Act.
Brebner, what do you say to supporters of the Patriotic Front, the ruling party, accusing civil society groups and opposition groups of joining forces to create tension and instability in the country just to make the president and by extension his government unpopular ahead of the elections?
Those accusations are bound to come. This election is PF versus the people. And you mark my word, it is not PF versus UPND or PF versus Socialist Party or PF versus MDC. It's PF versus the people. There is breakdown of the rule of law. And every citizen in this country is in a hurry to put PF behind our backs and see the future together as a united country.
But Brebner, some political analysts I spoke with are of the view that the political standing as who will win the elections is at 50-50, and that at the close to August elections, before some Zambians will decide who to vote for, and that prediction that the president will win or the opposition leader will win at this time is too premature. How do you respond to that?
Political analysts are allowed. In the Western world, you have got what you call polls, which predict who is going to win, Joe Biden or Trump. In Africa, that science is not yet much appreciated or indeed in play. But I can tell you one thing. This election cannot be 50-50. I doubt it. This is an election where the majority will rule. And the majority are those who have been deprived of reasonable income, those who have been deprived of employment. The majority are those who are on the streets doing nothing but getting crumbs from the PF leadership when it throws money around in order to entice favoritism from the voter. I will tell you, if it was in a civilized society where there was political orderliness and civic responsibility, we should not be discussing this issue.